The Senate could vote as early as Monday on a sweeping package of reforms to combat fraud in American business. Among the measures expected to pass is a bill from Maryland Senator Paul Sarbanes, which would impose stiffer punishments on executives who knowingly help their companies commit fraud. The bill also calls for limits on consulting by accounting firms, and it would create a board to set accounting rules, something the SEC currently oversees. But do these changes provide enough deterrence? We called on John Coffey, a law professor at Columbia University who specializes in white-collar crime, and asked him to walk us through some of the changes proposed in the Sarbanes bill, beginning with Congress's plans for a new board to set accounting standards.
It would give this new regulatory body control over the actual definition of generally accepted auditing standards. Today, the industry makes its own rules, and when any industry makes its own rules, it can be a lot like self-grading. You get a certain amount of grade inflation and easier standards. There's also been this new criminal legislation, which Senator Leahy has written and which has been added as an amendment to the Sarbanes bill, and I think that does a number of significant things also. Most importantly, it does mandate that the principal corporate officers, the chief executive and the chief financial officer, would be required to certify each annual and each quarterly financial report and sign a written statement under oath that those financial statements, quote, fairly present in all material respects the operations and financial condition of the issuer.
A kind of truth in advertising law.
Well, it's the kind of statement and the kind of formality that I think would make anyone think twice. The law already prohibited fraud, but this requirement of a formal certification makes it much more difficult for the officer to say, I just didn't know. He'd have to show that he was truly deceived by underlings. Otherwise, he's going to be, frankly, putting his neck in the noose if he has certified financial statements where he had some reason to know there were significant problems.
Mm-hmm. While it might be emotionally satisfying to see executives do jail time for overstating their profits, and while Congress is no doubt reacting to public anger in that regard, does it fully protect the investor?
I think the threat of jail time does some good by generating general deterrence. I agree with you that the public mood right now wants to see some chief executives drawn and quartered, and I think an exclusive reliance on the criminal law is unrealistic and a little bit of populism gone wild.
Because it won't protect the retirement fund if it's already been decimated.
But what I would emphasize is that the critical variable that reform has to focus on are the watchdogs of our corporate governance system, that the auditors, and we've got to look at the incentives that sometimes compromise them. And I think Congress is just beginning to look at the incentives that can lead chief executive officers to engage in much more aggressive and much more reckless accounting policies and practices.
You know, so many of the changes that are being proposed as you discuss them seem like common sense and certainly apply to many other types of businesses. Does this reflect a fundamental change in the way that we think about the lifeblood of the markets of the country, the stock market?
Well, I think it's clear that some degree of investor confidence in the market has eroded. I don't think it's permanently lost. We are not yet seeing investors bailing out. We are not yet seeing mutual funds shrink like accordions because of redemptions. But I think we're at the level of disenchantment that unless significant reform is put in place, we will see that kind of disinvestment in the stock market. And if that happens, it will produce the most serious consequence of all. It will greatly increase the cost of capital to American corporations. And that means, put quite simply, higher interest rates, reduced economic growth, and probably significant layoffs. So there are major stakes in this area of reforming corporate financial practices.
Well, thanks very much for speaking with us. John Coffey is professor of law at Columbia University. Thanks again, Professor.
My pleasure.